what do you make of having two major grocery stores across the street from each other in New Orleans? It seems like it says something about where the city is right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's interesting because some people are perplexed. I mean, how could this be that we have parts of the city that don't have access to a good grocery store, and here we have two co-locating like that? That's actually a pretty common strategy. But it's a strategy that national retailers participate in, and this way it increases the demand in the area. I mean, the downside to that then is it sets off for the store some price wars, and then they have to compete on, I don't know, having a nicer cheese selection or things like that, trying to differentiate themselves a little bit.
Rouse's strategy seems to be this local thing. They're harping on local, 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 to the point that over the weekend they had local music. They said mm-hmm. they had a locals-only gospel brunch. Now, I don't know if they were checking identification for that.
Uh-huh.
And they're touting all these local products that they're carrying. Is that a factor that makes a bigger difference now than it used to?
You know, we take pride in our local retailers, and that is something that's very important. I think that Rouse's, once they decided to come into New Orleans, which I believe was right after Katrina when they took over the Savas Center, you know, definitely, even though they're from Thibodeau, and I've heard some people in town say, well, they're not really local, right? But that they are, you know, using that to differentiate themselves from your Whole Foods, from your Winn-Dixie's, to say, hey, we are, you know, a South Louisiana chain and that we have these local products.
There are still, as you mentioned before, vast areas of the city that don't have a major grocery mm-hmm. store. In some of those areas, it seems surprising that that's the case, right?
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, that may be changing nationally somewhat. I think that, you know, historically that the market analyses that you would use to look in lower income neighborhoods would underestimate the demand that was there. So you've had bigger national retailers that would stay away. And then you would have, you know, smaller bodegas, you know, that would serve the population there. There have been a number of organizations that have come around, you know, in the past few decades to say, hey, wait a minute, this may be a lower income neighborhood, but in fact, there is sufficient demand there. In New Orleans, for instance, we have an initiative to provide low-cost loans to retailers that want to go into a food desert area, which is, I believe, part of the financing for the Whole Foods on Broad Street. Not for the Whole Foods component mm-hmm. of it, but the development of that retail center. So certainly, I think that that helps.
As we redevelop in New Orleans, people have feelings about what goes into a space. And when it's a national chain, there seems to be a bit higher level of skepticism among a certain part of the population.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think for many New Orleanians that they see what's one of the unique parts about our urban fabric are these local independent retailers. So if we start to see chain restaurants or chain stores, well, then we look like Atlanta or we look like Houston. And I think that these are concerns that we need to take very seriously. You know, at the same time, we're going to have a Costco in New Orleans instead of some New Orleanians going out to Sam's Club or the Costco equivalent in Jefferson Parish means that, you know, we're keeping more sales tax revenue in New Orleans.
Marla Nelson, one more question for you. Where do you shop for groceries?
My family, we're about a third and a third and a third between Rouse's on Chapultepec, Whole Foods, and the downtown farmers market. You know, one thing that I'll add is that my husband and a close friend of ours made a pact about a year and a half ago that we will at least once a month go to our local Zara's, too, and go there to buy something.
Just to keep that mm-hmm. supported and keep that going?
Yeah.
How's it been going?
Okay. Yeah, we definitely make it there, sometimes more than once a month.
Marla Nelson, Associate Professor of Planning and Urban Studies at the University of New Orleans, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.